Visible Bodies has arrived in Minneapolis. What began as a student photography project in San Diego, California, is spreading as a transgender art initiative across the country. Visible Bodies participants are photographed in a way that represents their gender or transition, whatever that means to them, and a short caption is posted with their image. Producer Garrett Drew has connections with the project's founder in San Diego. He says the work inspired him to bring the Visible Bodies project to Minneapolis.
Our project is local, so It's, you know, Minnesota organizers and Minnesota models. So these are people in your own community.
Turns out there's more trans-identified folks than anyone ever really imagined, so it's really exciting to, like, help make that visible.
Rebecca Lawrence is a Visible Bodies photographer and organizer.
This project is created by and for trans people and queer people. Our focus really is to just amplify people's stories and not try to tell what is a trans person or what is this person supposed to be telling the world.
Lots of queer projects by queer people get attention by other queer people and other people interested in talking about that subject, which is important that we talk amongst ourselves about it because it's us, it's our lives.
Lawrence explains how Visible Bodies will be displayed in the Twin Cities.
We're hoping to put posters up around the city with their photo and narratives, kind of guerrilla style, and hopefully in some, like, legal spots too. Understanding that not everyone has access to gallery spaces, not everyone we want to see this is going to take the time to go see it in a gallery, or even the internet. So how do we share that on a wider audience?
Participating model and writer Jamie Ann Meyer feels that having a written component with the visual is critical to humanizing trans experiences.
I think without each, we're probably less than a full story.
It's not about educating people who don't know what is a trans body. It's like, this is a person who happens to be trans.
Lead photographer Gia Ronsky-Riley.
I've met a lot of incredible people through this and heard a lot of stories where, like, maybe they aren't my own story exactly, but there's pieces of that that I can really resonate with.
The photography that we strived for with the Twin Cities project was to really have it be a collaboration between the model and the photographer and get the photograph that the model really wanted.
I know that I went away with redoubled enthusiasm for what we were doing because now we had a way to convey what I felt in terms of imagery.
I had probably like four ideas of different shoots we could do. They asked those poignant questions to really get me to understand what did I really want to share? What was the story behind the imagery?
For model and writer Drew All, it was important to share his military history.
I served in the Air Force for 6 years, and I got out of the Air Force when I was in Maryland, and I ended up moving up here shortly after I'd started transitioning, so people up here just don't really know that part of me.
For model and writer Fox Smolder, his photo shoot presented quite a creative challenge.
My concept was that you go outside in the wintertime, and if you're warm from working out or whatever, your skin is just steaming, and it's kind of cool. So I'm like, can we capture that? And they're like, yeah, let's do that. I'm like, well, okay. So I did some experiments. I'm like, it's got to be kind of cold. So we're out there on Powderhorn, the wind is blowing, and it's, was it negative?
It was negative
10. 10.
Oh my God, that is cold. Wet, naked, 10 below.
Oh my God. Visible Bodies Minneapolis is still actively seeking more participants from communities of color. This is Rachel Love reporting. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.